On this threshold of young adulthood, we invite our bridging youth to share brief reflections about their immediate goals, their spiritual life, and what they look forward to in the future. And we're going to hear from Grace Newdeck, Katie Dobbs, Mariah Hagen, and unfortunately, Jenna Peoples is not able to join us this morning, but we'll hold her in spirit. So, Grace.
Okay. Life is always changing. Yes, there are the big changes, like a marriage or the death of a loved one. But every single interaction that we have with the world around us shapes our path in one way or another. So, first and foremost, I would like to thank you all for shaping me. I have been attending the fellowship for the past 6 years, and the kindness and warmth I have always received here has helped to make me who I am today, and I am very thankful. Currently, I'm at a time in my life where everything is changing. I just graduated high school. I'm working full-time for the first time. And I'm preparing to move and say goodbye to everything that's been my life and my home for the past 17 years. The hope is that I say goodbye to one way of life in exchange for a better one. Now, that's a pretty daunting idea, but my years of public education are done, and they've given me all they have to offer. There's nothing left here for me. So, it is with great optimism that I set out on a new adventure. This fall, I will be attending Luther College in Decorah, Iowa, with the intention of earning a double degree in political science and gender studies. My excitement for the future far outshines any shadow of doubt, and I could not be more pleased with the decisions I have made. This change is long awaited, and I find peace knowing that I am going to immerse myself in topics I'm passionate about, meet new people, and live the life I have imagined. In the meanwhile, I intend to spend the summer making lasting memories with my friends before we part our ways, working as a swim instructor with the YWCA, and attending both the UUA's summer seminary program and the YMCA's Central Leadership School. With change on the horizon, I leave you with nothing but optimism and a heart full of excitement. The future is unpredictable, but I am confident that mine will be bright. Thank you.
Great. So, next year I will be heading off to DePaul University in Greencastle, Indiana. And no, it's not DePaul University in Chicago. That one ends with an L, while DePaul ends with a W. Believe me, I've had to explain this to almost everyone. But that's besides the point. I will be attending DePaul University for vocal performance, specifically classical music and opera. To be honest, there's a lot of emotions going on right now. I'm excited to be in a new place and start all over with relationships and environment. I'm pumped to wander through the quaint downtown of Greencastle and feel like I'm at home. But at the same time, I'm afraid to leave the comfort of what and who I've known for so many years. I'm worried about living 6 hours away and only seeing friends and family during my breaks. Another worry that will always be present is my area of study, of course. Will I make it as an opera singer? Will I be able to support myself and my family doing the thing I love? Will my hard work and determination pay off? But in the end, seeing that I've been given a full ride based on my musical abilities to attend college for vocal performance, I'm pretty sure I want to take the chance. Besides, even if things don't go exactly according to plan in the future, I'll still have had at least 4 years of studying the thing I love. There's a lot of things I'm looking forward to as I start my journey from high school to college. Next weekend, I will be traveling with the Badger State Girl Choir to Ireland to sing with them one last time before I officially graduate from the choir. This summer, I plan to learn even more music theory and explore some books and DVDs on famous operas. I'll prepare to live on my own and adapt to life in a dorm. I'll make my annual pilgrimage to the Bristol Fair Renaissance. I'll say goodbye to many of you, but I'm pretty sure our paths will cross again multiple times in the future. I'll always be thankful for my friends and family and my supportive friends here at the UU, such as Jim and Joanne Klinkert and Anne Pauling, to name just a few. In conclusion, although I have my doubts and fears going forward, I believe that I have set myself up for a prosperous future. I've done almost everything I could do to prepare myself for college and beyond, such as piano and voice lessons, studying music theory, participating in multiple vocal competitions, performing in plays and musicals, and participating in over 3 choirs the last 4 years. I'm determined to set myself up for success, and that's what I've been doing from the start. Thank you to everyone who has helped me on this journey so far, and as I have learned from my countless mentors and friends, my show must go on.
Hello. In case you've forgotten already, I'm Mariah Hagen. I'm 18 years old, and as of a few days ago, I am a high school graduate. Today, I'm going to do something amazing, something spectacular. I am going to predict the future. How, you may ask? Since the future is as unpredictable as a wild animal, it is temperamental, fickle, and impossible to guess. Or is it? I want to propose a new way of thinking of the future. Instead of seeing its ever-changing nature as inconsistency, why not see it as consistency? The fact that things will never go exactly as planned is the only thing we can ever really count on. When I thought of the future as a small child, I saw a lot of wacky things, like becoming an astronaut or living with 17 cats. I must say, looking back now, as someone who is afraid of heights and allergic to cats, I am thankful that those plans have changed. Even though it is usually for the better, we are disappointed when the things we had hoped for don't work out. I imagine 9-year-old me would be devastated to discover that I am not learning how to pilot a rocket ship right now. And even though it hurts, the loss of a dream often opens up a new world of possibility, a new future, one that you'd never known you wanted, but after having it, you can't imagine life without it. In all my years of life, this is the one thing I've learned to be absolutely true. Change is hard, but necessary. It's okay to be afraid, but if you never move forward, you're going to be stuck as a child, dreaming of impossible wishes. In preparation of this event, I went back and reread my credo. In it, I found that many of the core lessons I had written about then still hold true to me today, like living in the moment and accepting change. Today, when I look forward, I see myself going to college to get a degree in physical therapy. And as things look right now, this journey will start at UW Fox Valley next fall. I see myself traveling the world, attending many different schools, meeting new and interesting people, and exploring what life might look like for me from now on. But because of my special ability to predict the future, I know that this is subject to change. And if it does change, it will be for the better. It will be a sign of growth and me becoming one step closer to being my authentic self. I do have the ability to see the future, and in it, I see myself doing what is best and what is necessary instead of stubbornly holding on to the plans I made when I was still a child. In my future, I am malleable and I am happy. Thank you.